We are up to Simon Tough Lamed Aleph. We are really starting Tough Lamed Beis, but a couple more hours back from Tough Lamed Aleph, which I think will give us a lot of clarity and some of the things that were coming up. We discussed that the Zman B'tikas Chametz is Miyad at Seisa Kochavim. Okay, we're supposed to start the B'tikas Chametz Miyad after Seisa Kochavim. We saw that Rosh Hashanah Zaman was very, very machmer to try and start it at Miyad, even if the house is not completely ready yet, to even still start the process of B'tikas Chametz Miyad. Okay, and we discussed about eating. You're allowed to eat what you're a half hour before, during, learning, all those things that came up last time. Now, I want to bring down a machlokas that's going to express a very important, couple of very, very important nafkaminas that are going to come out of this thing. The question is, why is Zman B'tikas Chametz Miyad? Why are you supposed to do Zman B'tikas Chametz Miyad after Seisa Kochavim? So the Magen Avraham, all the Magen Avraham mentions over here is that we are afraid if you start doing other things during this time, start eating, start doing malacha, and things like this, you might come to forget to do your B'dika. Okay, you're going to maybe Shama Yimshach and Yishkach, and therefore we're afraid you are going to forget to do it and you're not going to come to do the B'dikas Chametz that night. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah does mention this. Okay, he does mention this at the beginning of the Siman. He says over here, in Siv Kadin Aleph, Perish Tekev Acher Tzias HaKocham, Mishesh Adayin Ksas Mi'or HaYom, Roy Lahatcha Livdo Kedei Shelo Yisrashel O Shelo Yishkach. We're afraid you're going to come to forget to do B'dikas Chametz. However, both the Taz and the Gra, they seem to hold that not only is a problem that we're going to forget, we might come to forget, that's for sure a problem, but there's an additional issue over here that the Zman B'dikas Chametz is not like other mitzvahs that may. It's true, if you don't do it right away, you have the whole night to do it, but the Iker Zman Mitzvah is Miyad of Zman Seisa Kochav. Okay, it's expressed over here. The Chavetz Chaim says it on his own over here, but the Taz and the Gra say a similar thing. When it's talking about Te'ima, we mentioned last time in terms of Te'ima, what are you allowed to eat before B'dikas Chametz? We said before that you're allowed to eat up to a kibetz of pas, and you're allowed to have keros, even harbe. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah then goes on. The Mishnah Berurah over here, in Sif Katan, at the bottom of page 5, in Sif Katan Vav, after he tells his team about Almo Shari, Dino Paska Bates of Loyota, or Paris of Hila Harbe, or Kushmosh Katata, Besivan, Simon Reish Lamed Bays. But then he says, it goes on, he says, Ve'ayim Vibir Alocha, De Peros Harbe, Eno Motorakba, Chatzi Shah Shikona Badika. That which we said, you're allowed to have a big snack. You'll have as much peros as you want. That's only talking about that extra half hour before B'dikas Chametz. Avalt Mishiagia Zman HaB'dika, Gam Al Yidei Peros Ein Nachol Nishos Harbe. Eve, once the Zman B'dika starts right away, you should be eating, sitting there, eating a bowl of fruit. You're supposed to be doing your B'dikas Chametz. You're not supposed to be eating a lot over there. And it said more B'ferish over here and expresses it more over here in the Bir Alach. The Bir Alach, going back once again to page 5, Dima Masav Elohi Ocho, he says, I am Ishtabur, the Paris Mutter Afilu Harbe, Vumuchach Medivra Magan Avram, Shtimala Simon Reish Lamed Beis. Okay, according to the Magan Avram, you're allowed to have as much Paris as you want. Ulachora Mashma. It's Lachora Mashma that according to the Magan Avram, Da Filu Kishiagia Zmana Bedika, Da Ainu Tseisa Kochavim, Gaki Mutulacho Paris Afilu Harbe. According to the Magan Avram, you're allowed to have as much Paris all night long as at any point, even if you have not started the Bedika. However, if you turn a couple pages where the Bir Alach continues, it only continues on page 10. Okay, you are all the way to page 10. The top line says the Chavetz Chaim v'li tzarech ian, ili tzarech ian on the Magen Avram. Da ain doma zelishar dvarin kriyat shema tefila. This is not doma to simon reish lamed beis by kriyat shema tefila that over there you have all night long to do it. She'ein mitzvasa dafka betchilas hazman. Over there is no mitzvah dafka. You have to read kriyat shema right away at the beginning of zman of laila. Therefore, over there, they only said you can't have a suda kavua. Where the only thing we're worried about over there is you're going to forget to say kriyat shema. So only a real suda is us over there. However, Mashe'enkein, we're dealing over here by B'dikas Chametz. The kavu chachamim azman lechatchila take of betchilas alayla, where Chazal said you're supposed to do your B'dika right away. The zman of B'dikas Chametz is miyad et seisik kol chavin.
Therefore, just even waiting around, even without eating, is aser. Therefore, the half hour before the zman bedika starts, before seconds of chachamim, you want to have a lot of peros, go ahead. When the zman comes for bedikas chametz, ein lahakel b'shia rabba afil al yidei peros. Even if you're just having peros, it's just peros, not suda kavua. Nevertheless, it's still going to be problematic according to Chavetz Chaim over here, directly in the Bar Halacha, and mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. We just mentioned to eat peros harbe is going to be also. You're supposed to be starting your bedikas chametz right away, and I believe that is what the Gra and the Taz should hold also. So that's nafkamina number one, according to the Magen Avraham. Peros harbe you can have the whole night because it doesn't really matter. We're just afraid you're going to forget to do bedikas chametz. So therefore, having a suda that's not kavua is mutter at any point as long as you're not going to come to forget. Masha ein kein, according to the Chavetz Chaim over here, as he's expressing, is that it's beferish. It's not just a din you're going to forget. It's a din that you have to start the bedika right away. And therefore, peros harbe nafkamina number one. Peros harbe is going to be usser. I believe according to this also is the other shiloh that people have asked before. And that's in terms of, are you allowed to point a shaliach to remind you to do bedikas chametz? I want to have my suda kavua. By the lachas of Ma'ariv, in terms of you're supposed to daven right away because we're afraid you're going to forget. But if you appoint a shaliach to remind you to daven Ma'ariv, say kriyat shema, you're allowed to go ahead and do other activities because then you're not going to forget because that's the only din. However, that's true according to the Magen Avraham, who says this is only a din that you might come to forget. However, according to the Taz and the Gra, and seemingly the Psak over here, the cover of the Chavetz Chaim, where there's a din to start bedikas chametz right away, what's that going to help that you appointed a shliach to remind you? To appoint a shliach to remind you, that's not going to help to do the ikar mitzvah, which is right away. And therefore, l'chora, according to this, it should be problematic to go ahead and point a shliach to do remind you in order to allow you to do bedikas chametz later on. That's what should come out over here according to the psak of the Chavetz Chaim. And one more beautiful har of the Ezra mate. And there's also, I think, Tali on this also, is that l'chora, back to another halacha that we learned in Hilchos Chanukah. Hilchos Chanukah, we learn what do Avreichim do when they're learning afternoon, Seder Chanukah afternoon, and comes Zman Hadlakas Neiros. And we said, almost all the poskim paskin that you're supposed to go ahead and light Chanukah candles, even though it's going to be Mevatel Seder for thousands of Jews. And after the Seder, they're going to go home and light the candles. But nevertheless, to do the Ikar Mitzvah at the right time is more important. And that's our Ramah over here. The Ramah said that Beferish Kimat over here in Hilchos Bedikas Chametz. He says, even if you start learning Beheter, you start learning before the Zman of Isra of learning starts, before Bedikas Chametz. Nevertheless, the Ramah over here says, V'yeshomrim Shetzarech Lahasich V'chein Nirali Ikar. Once the Zman of Bedikas Chametz comes around, he says, then you are going to have to stop learning. So why is that? Because in order to do the mitzvah, according to the Gra, the Taz, and the Chavetz Chaim, it comes out beautifully. It's because the Ikar mitzvah is right now. The Ikar mitzvah is right now, therefore you have to stop learning, similar to Halakas Neiros Chanukah. But you see over here, L'chor, the Magen Avraham is going to have to agree to this also. Even though it's not even the Ikar mitzvah, we still are going to stop learning. Kal v'chomer, according to the Magen Avraham then, by Neiros Chanukah, where for sure the beginning of the night is the Ikar mitzvah, there will be a din of stop learning when you're going to have time of Neiros Chanukah. Just to Malami, it's close, according to the we saw Rav Avadya did not hold like that. That could be very beautiful because over here it's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Rav Avadya says, no, the Avreichim should stay and learn. They should stay and learn. It could be, according to the chorus over here, the Mechaber says if he starts Beheter, you continue learning. So it could be very nice. That would come very, very beautifully. According to the Ashkenazic, the few Ashkenazic poskim who also paskin that the Avreichim still learn, like we saw from Rav Soloveitchik, the only thing I could say is that perhaps the Limud Zchus is that by Neiros Chanukah nowadays that we light the Ikar Mitzvah, we are allowed to light Bifnim, therefore not as Makbid and the Zman of Lakas Neiros Chanukah anymore. That we for sure saw according to the poskim here in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh HaMazalman, Moreno Rabbeinu Arav, Shlita, all the posts come here today, so say that the Zman is still very important because nowadays we started lighting out again. Therefore, it would be pashit to go ahead and light. So that's just a couple of very beautiful, I believe, ha'aras coming off of that Mechaber and the Ramah over here and coming off of this din of when Zman of Bedikas Chametz is that comes out. Let's start now Simin Tov Lamed Beis. Women Taf Lamed Beis Din Birkas Bedikas Chametz. Over here we have some very, very beautiful ideas. This is also a very, very important halacha over here. That's not only by Bedikas Chametz, it's kimat by all brachos and Birkas and mitzvahs and stuff like that. A lot of very, very important yesodos. We're going to go through every single Mishnah Berurah over here. Says the Mechaber. Let's first read through the whole Mechaber and then we'll come to it back and do it piecemeal. Kodem Shiatcha Liv Dalki Varach Asher Kedishanu Mitzvah Tzivanu Al Bir Chametz. Before you start doing B'dikas Chametz, you say the Bracha of Asher Kedishanu Mitzvah Tzivanu Al Bir Chametz. Vim Hitcha Liv Dalki Below bracha, if you started doing bedikas chametz, you forgot to make the bracha. You varch kol zman shelo siyum bedika. So as long as you've not finished your bedika, you can continue and still make the bracha, even though you forgot the beginning. Once you're as long as you're being mamshech the mitzvah, you can still say the bracha. Says the mechaber in hamshech v'yizayir shelo yedaber bein a bracha l'tchilas habedika. You should be very careful not to speak between the bracha and the beginning of doing bedikas chametz. V'tov shelo ledaber b'dvar macher machi gemar kol habedika. And it'd be preferable not to speak about anything that is not connected to the bedika, all the kol zman of the bedika, in order that you pay attention yourself, that you could go ahead and make sure you do a good bedika, not get distracted, and you could and make sure you do a bedika in all the places that you're supposed to do a bedika. Now let's go back and do this one thing at a time. Kodem Shiatchil Livdok says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Aleph. He says Kedei Shetiyah Bracha Over Lasiyah San, just like all by mitzvah, Birkas and mitzvah. We say the bracha before starting the mitzvah, because the mitzvah, the bracha is supposed to be over Lasiyah San. What is the bracha? Yivarech Asher Kedishanu Mitzvah Tzivanu Al Bir Chametz. Some by are wondering, why is the bracha on Bir Chametz? Bir Chametz is only going to be the next day when we burn the Chametz. Why are we saying Al Bir Chametz when we go to do Bedikas Chametz? So the Mishnah Berurah deals with this. Okay? Sorry, before he deals with that, we'll just say, look at the Mishnah Berurah, see cotton base. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, Yivarech Yeshomim Shetov Sheyitol Yadav Kodam. It's better to wash your hands before doing Bedikas Chametz. Why? Vuhurak Mishum Nekias is really only Mishum Nekias. Okay, that you should have your hands ready to, in order to make the bracha. The Poskim do mention that this is also a Nekias, that you're, since you're Menaka, the Bais, from the Chametz, you should have a special din of Nekias over here to wash your hands. And the Poskim also say that it shouldn't only be the person who's making the bracha, but also others perhaps should also, who are doing the Bedika with you, wash their hands before it. Mishnah Berurah then goes on and explains the nusach of the bracha over here, Al Bir Chametz. Katan Gimel says the Mishnah Berurah, the afal gav the einu mivara ad lamacher, even though we don't do beer until the next day, mikol makom kaven the bedika ze the bedika zul tzorach beer. Since the bedika is a part of the tzorach of the beer, having the ein a beer, it's part and parcel of the beer. Fine. The ein mivarchen al bedikas chametz. You can't make the bracha al bedikas chametz. The ein zasof mitzvah, because you've not finished off the mitzvah. That's only the beginning of the mitzvah. So better to make al bir chametz, which is the end of the mitzvah, and bedikas chametz is part of the mitzvah, than to make the bracha on just what is the first stage of the mitzvah, which is bedika. Oh, then he's bothered by, why don't we say al bitul chametz? Vegam ein mivarchen al bitul chametz. Bitul chametz would also work. That's also the sof of the mitzvah. Bitul works just as well as bedik. We said only one of them are daraisa. So if you just do bitul, why don't we just say al bitul chametz? Says the Mishnah Berurah, came in ikra bitul toli belev. Since ikra bitul is toli in your heart, ein mivarchen al dvarim shebelev. We don't make brachas on things that are just in your heart. Therefore, that's why we don't do it. That's why you don't make the bracha al bitul chametz. Moving on, says the mechaber. Then, right, if you forgot to make the bracha, you could still manage to make the bracha as long as you're still osek in the mitzvah. This is a klal gadol in hilchos brachos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sekadim daud the kozman shlo siyim. What is the gather over here that you've not finished? Mikriya dain over lasiyah son. Vikvein kvar siyim abedika. If you've already finished off the bedika, lo yivarech achshav el yivarech lemachar b'shas reifa. If you finished off the bedika, okay, that means you finished off the bedika, you finished looking, you're done looking, you come back to your machzer, even if you've not done bittul yet, even though you're not say kochamira, but you're done with your bedika, do not make the bracha at this point, says the Mishnah Berurah. Lo yivarech achshav el yivarech lemachar. You're done with your mitzvah at this point. You have to wait till the next day, b'shas reifa. When you go to be served your chametz, which you generally don't make a bracha, since you forgot to make the bracha b'dikas chametz, you'll make it on bir chametz, the mevarchen al bir chametz. Even though you already did bitl the previous night, you still have a chiyuv to be sorry if you're chametz. Since it's takanas chachamim, we make brachas on mitzvahs derabanan. So therefore, even though all you have left is a derabanan to burn your chametz, nevertheless, you could still go ahead and make the brachas. Okay, fine. Then if you skip one line down, he brings down Cholkim, he says, V'yesh me'acharonim nisrilu, d'lo nitkna bracha kim be'is ha-bedika. The only time that Chazal said you make the bracha is only by bedika's chametz, even though the nusach is al beer chametz, and not when you're doing the beer. Uladaitam. According to these acharonim, yivarach b'shas reifa, v'leo, shemu ma'achas. According to these acharonim, you would only make the bracha bedika. If you forget during bedika, you'll say the bracha b'shas beer, but please, shemu ma'achas. That's the psak over here, the Mishnah Berurah. How does he pass? 2 days over here. How did he pass? You see over here, it's a stam and yesharim. Even in the Mishnah Berurah, generally we follow those kalalim, and that's what he seems to hold like. His venira, sharotza, lis mochel uvarich, ain't mochel miyad. Someone who wants to make the bracha b'shas beer, he has what to rely on. The Yeshlo al Milismach, and therefore one has the right to go ahead and rely on the Shita and make the bracha bishas beer chametz. Then the Mechaber went on and he says Vizayah Zayir. In terms of Hafsekos during Bedikas chametz, a lot of people do not know the halachas like this. It goes like this. First, he splits it into two dinim, which is very important. He first says Vizayah Shalo Yidar Bein a bracha Litchilas Abedika. The most chomer time to speak, to make a Hafsek, is between the bracha and once he starts searching, the bracha is chal. Before he starts searching, the bracha is not chal yet, and therefore any type of hesek is going to make a real hefsek in your bracha. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan, hey, ubidiyevet im sach bedvarim she'in tzorach habedika. If you go ahead and answer a telephone call, or you do something else that is not kashur to the bedikas chametz, your wife asks, what are we having for dinner? And you answer pizza, or whatever it might be you're having that night, nothing kashur to bedikas chametz. At that point, you have to make the bracha, the hifsik bein a bracha la mitzah, you made a hesik between the bracha and the mitzah, your bracha is levatala, and you would have to make a new bracha. Anytime you make a hesik between the bracha and the beginning of a mitzvah, it's a bracha levatala, you have to do again. However, then once you started the bedikah, you started searching the kitchen, you started searching the living room, whatever it is, you just started looking around, you are now osik and bedikas chametz, your bracha is now chal. Are you allowed to stop talk at this point? No. We're careful with hefsekim also during this time, and that's what the Mechaber says, v'tov shelo yedaber b'dvar macherim ad shigmar gol bedikah. It's better not to talk at all from the beginning of the bedikah until the end of the bedikah. K'dei sheyasim alibo livdog b'cholam akomo shemachnisim bo chametz, in order that you can place in your heart, in order to do a good bedika, in order to do a good bedika and focus on what you're doing, not to be mafsik at all. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Vav, what if one is over on this? His wife asks the question while he's in the middle of the bedika, and he answers, "Ubazeh ain't sarich lachzer levarach." At this point, you don't have to go back and make a new bracha. Kevin shikvar hitchil a mitzvah. You already started the mitzvah. The bracha was chal already. You would not have to go back and start make the bracha again. And that's all by things that are not connected to bedikas chametz. You ask your child, did you put another piece of bread in this room at any place? You're asking, could you check over there? Could you go please check over there? As these things are connected to bedikas chametz, gam lechatchila yochel ledaber, you're allowed to speak even lechatchila things that are connected to bedikas chametz. Shezeh ein choshiv hefsik klal, that is not considered a hefsik at all during your bedikas chametz. So once again, before you start the bedika, absolutely no hefsik. Anything that's going to be hefsik is going to be problematic. Anything that's not connected to bedikas chametz is going to ruin your bracha, even bidyevet. If it's connected to mitzvah bedikas chametz between the bracha and the beginning of the mitzvah bidyevet, it's not going to ruin your mitzvah since you talked about something that was connected to bedikas chametz. After you started the bedika, lechatchila, do not speak about anything that is not connected to the bedika. Lechatchila, you're allowed to speak about things that are connected to the bedika. Therefore, what about things that are quasi things? What about if you go to the bathroom in the middle? Are you allowed to say Asher Yatzar? You hear a bracha. Are you allowed to answer Amen? There's lightning, thunder outside. Are you allowed to make the brachas in the middle of Bedikas Chametz? There the poskim are makel. I saw B'Shem, I think the Dershev quotes, Rav Yashav and Rav Vazner, Havizah Davar Pasha. These things you would be allowed to go ahead and answer even in the middle of Bedikas Chametz. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman goes as far. It's quoted in Shalmei Moed. It says, what happens if you get a phone call from someone and you see it's an important phone call, you don't know Bedikas Chametz? It says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to pick up the phone and say, Ani be'emsa bedika, I'm in the middle of bedikas chametz, and then close the phone so they know that what you're doing, you're in the bedikas chametz, they'll call you afterwards. That's now you just all you we've said something that is kashur to the bedikah. I'm in the middle of bedikas chametz. Therefore, he said you're allowed to answer the phone and say such a thing in this case. So that's the halachas of the bedikas chametz and the bracha and the hasekas in between. Ad kan for today.